GWC?
Yeah, hi. Is Roberto in, please?
Presti or Zaragoza?
I think Presti.
One moment.
Thanks.
Roberto?
Yeah, hi. I'm looking for Roberto Presti. Is he available, please?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Roberto. My name is Ruben. I'm with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
Hi, Ruben. Good.
Hi,
how are
you? Good, good. Nice to meet you, by the way. You're working with Sal here, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have a minute?
Yes, please.
All right. Can I give you my phone number in case we get disconnected?
Uh-huh. 1 second. Okay.
My phone number is 858.
Yes.
866.
Yes.
9102.
Okay.
And I've got some good news for you. You're going to be approved within probably an hour or so. I just had a few basic questions for you to make sure I understand the transaction. And I understand you recently did a $75,000 equipment loan with someone else. Is that correct, with another company?
Yes. Yes, it is correct.
Okay. So the first question I have is this. The first question I have is, BVI International is still an active SOS. Is that company involved with your company?
Not at all.
Okay. That company has nothing to do with you guys. Is that correct?
No. Yeah.
All right. And then, let me see. Do you know who that company is by any chance? Or why it's showing up as active?
No, I don't. We closed the deal in March 2015, and we didn't have any business longer with them, so we just bought the asset from them, and that's it. Everything was closed there.
All right, so it says BVI is still in business. So this BVI and SOS, this company is no longer, that has nothing to do with your company. Gotcha.
Absolutely not, yeah.
Okay, so it's. Let me just kind of understand the transaction, and I'm going to kind of recap it. Yeah. You have a location in California, Texas, Italy, United Arab Emirates, and China. The operation was BVI, which was since 1980s to 2015. Your company name is GWC Valve Inc., and you bought the assets of that company.
Our name is GWC USA INC, and we are running business, doing business as GWC Italia in the United States.
Okay. So I actually have a company called GWC Valve Inc., so that's incorrect, correct?
Yes, that's incorrect. It's not the name of our company.
Okay. The company name, can you say that once more for me?
Yes, it's GWC, George Washington Charlie, space, USA, comma, INC.
Okay. And then what's the DBA?
The DBA is GWC, space, Italia.
And that's in the U.S.?
Yes.
Okay, give me 1 second. All right, bear with me. This call's going to take about 3 minutes. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, that's totally fine.
Okay. All right, and then the second question I have for you is, in terms of financing, are you looking for, you know, a 5-year term, a 3-year term? Do you have a payment in mind? What are your goals here? Or are you just in another relationship?
Well, right now, recently, we signed two leases.
Okay.
One is the 36 month, which is the 75,000 that you mentioned, and the one is with the Toyota leasing for 60 months.
Okay.
So, of course, my target is it's being between the 36 and the 60 months.
Okay. And so I think the difference is one of those is manufacturer financing and one is non-manufacturing. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Give me a second. All right. And then on the $75,000, the $75,000 lease you did, was it a lease or a loan?
A lease.
like, was it called a dollar buyout?
Well, yes. Actually, the agreement that we made in order to play with the interest rate to lower it,
okay.
We put 10% down, okay, which is a deposit, and it's
okay.
The buyout at the end. So, and it's 36-month lease.
And what is your monthly payment on that?
Around 2,000.
Around 2,000 a month. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're putting 10% down and then 10% also at the end, correct?
No, the 10% down that we put is the buyout.
Okay. So your total payback to borrow $75,000 is $82,000?
Yes, more or less, yes.
Okay. Pretty cheap, fine.
Yeah, but the equipment was $61,000. So when I'm saying $75,000, include also all the interest that I'm paying to them.
So the
was at the end was 61 or 62,000, and then with the buyout and everything, we reach around 75.
So just so I can understand to make sure we're giving
yes.
you a competitive offer, uh-huh. you financed 61,000. That's how much was
yes,
the vendor was
paying. Yes, that's correct. Yes.
Paid vendor 61,000. You put 10% down, and the monthly payment is around 32,000. It's around 2,000, I'm sorry.
Yes, mm-hmm. That's correct.
All right, so you're putting, kind of a weird way to play with numbers, but I can understand that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, cool. So you're just saying the total stream of payments was around 75?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And would you, I know interest is also important. Let me walk you through what Bank of Cardiff can do. So we can do anything from 2 to 5 years. We don't penalize people to borrow money over a longer period of time. So if you're looking for something, you know, the way that I kind of work is,
mm-hmm.
it's none of our business really who you're working with. We're here just to give you, you know, the most competitive offer we can and hopefully start the relationship.
Yes.
Is there any other equipment you're looking for right now?
Not right now, but if we start to run business together, I would say, so I'm the finance manager here. I know that we have, talking with our business people, we have the plan to make some investment between the next 6-18 months.
Okay.
So, yes. So I would say that, in the next 12-18 months, I think we'll need to buy some additional equipment for our plant here in U.S.
Okay. And so, let me kind of give you some numbers, and
mm-hmm.
I think I can provide something that's hopefully pretty suitable for you. So
mm-hmm.
the first thing is, in terms of cost of money, we can offer you anything from 3 to 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Probably what we would offer you to not, I think simple is best. We can offer you a finance agreement, which is a little different than a lease. You don't really have to put that amount of money down, and you don't need to... you don't need to be limited. We wouldn't limit you to like a 3-year term. We're not going to limit you to that term. I guess the question that I would ask you is this. Are you trying to do something? When are you trying to order the equipment, I guess, is the most important thing.
Oh, well, the equipment we need to order this furniture, I believe, by the end of this week, maximum early next week.
Okay. And you've got your vendor picked out. Is that correct?
Yes, and the vendor, if we agreed something, the vendor need to contact you because, you know, their company, they need to check you, they need to know who you are and everything because that's what they did.
Okay. Okay. And you said you need to order it at the end of this week, or you need to actually get the equipment at the end of this week?
No, I need to order because then they have 4 weeks lead time to deliver.
Okay. Okay, give me a second. Let me bring up your vendor's information. I've got Indoff Incorporated.
Yes.
Have you worked with them before?
Yes.
Okay, have you given a deposit on this furniture?
I didn't provide anything right now because it should be part of the lease. Well, at least
okay.
the other company, it was discussing with them.
Okay. And I'm assuming you'd want to finance the tax and the installation costs. Is that correct?
Yes, because,
okay.
well, with the lease, I should be tax exempt because you are paying them, so I'm not paying the tax, right?
Not necessarily true. So it wouldn't be tax exempt. So when you do an equipment lease, there's two ways that Bank of Cardiff can help you out. The first way is, Sal can go over this with you, but I'm more than happy to as well, because I can walk you through the steps. So if we do a lease, basically the bill to is Bank of Cardiff, the ship to is your company. So that means we bill you. Your vendor bills us, and we provide your vendor a resale certificate because when they get audited, they're in California, correct?
Yeah, I believe so. Yes.
So let's make sure. So when they're in California, they're going to usually charge sales tax because when they get audited, they have to prove they're in California. They're in 661. I think that's I know where that is. It's like it's kind of Lancaster area. So essentially, the way it works is this: if they provide a lease, we're the bill to on the invoice. So they can leave taxes on the invoice. If they don't leave, what's very common in leasing is that they don't have taxes on the invoice. And what we do is we provide them a resale certificate. However, your company's located in California. And when you do a lease, as a leasing company, you generally have to be registered in that state. So all that means is that we then are registered in California. We then collect sales tax from you each month. So it's not a sales tax exemption, it's just a pass-through. So there's really no getting around that sales tax issue. You're either going to pay it on the payment or up front. What we would offer you is not a lease. We'd offer you what's called a finance agreement. And it makes paperwork simpler. On the finance agreement, your company would remain the bill to and ship to. So it'd be bill to GWC USA, ship to GWC USA. It's a finance agreement. You own the equipment from day one. We're just secured against it. So there's none of these. You don't have to do a pass-through. Now, I'm assuming, some people do want to put some money down, but if you can get a really good offer without putting money down, is that something that appeals to you?
Definitely.
Okay. And what other equipment do you think you'd be getting in the near future?
Well, we have a testing machine that we are looking into.
But how much does that cost?
Well, that one I think was 100 or over that.
Would you want to add it to this order or no?
No. It's not in the plan right now to buy it. So we postpone it to the next fiscal year at least.
Okay. So here's what I'm going to do. What time are you in the office until?
Oh, today? Well, till 6.
Six. And you're in California, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So what I'll do is this. I'm pretty much got you approved. I just had a few quick questions I wanted to go over. I'm going to circle back with you in about 4 hours on a formal approval on what numbers we can do. Now, let me give you an idea. I know you have an outside relationship with a leasing company, so let me
But just for my understanding, the equipment that we bought for $62,000, the company is based here in California.
You mean the lender or you?
Both of them, they're based here in California.
Okay.
So, as you said, they bill the lender, and I'm paying the lease to the lender. So, but the part of it, I don't see anymore the tax coming back. Because the lender came back to me and they said they made all the papers, which all the transaction is taxed.
Say that again? Your line cut out.
Yeah, so I said that the lender confirmed that all the transaction is going to be tax exempt.
Are you tax exempt?
No. Because they are going, it's a business to business, they are going to pay the bill to the lender, to the supplier, because the supplier billed the lender. And then we receive the furniture.
I don't work for the other lender. I can just tell you from my, experience, and I can only speak of what Bank of Cardiff does. So when we do a lease, you have a forklift lease, right? You said you did something through Toyota, correct?
Yeah, we did some Frutto Yota as well, but the one that I'm talking is not Frutto Yota.
I understand. What did you lease to Toyota?
The forklift.
Okay, do you pay sales tax on that?
Well, I don't have the final contract yet because they will provide everything when they're ready to deliver it.
Okay.
So,
I mean, from my experience, and I can just... Mm-hmm. I don't want to waste your time, and I also don't work for this. I don't know who, like I said, I don't know who you're working with, so it's none of my business. Okay. I can just tell you from my experience.
Okay.
If you do, it's just documentation.
Yeah.
If a company leases equipment.
Yeah.
So it's a leasing company. Let's walk through the lease scenario. Because your question is basically, interest is important, but can I get out of paying taxes, essentially, correct? Is there a way to... Uh-huh. Cool. I can answer that question. You're in the state of California. Mm-hmm. From my knowledge... When you do a transaction, it's pretty straightforward. If you're buying equipment, let's just pretend you're buying your equipment from your vendor. So you're buying equipment from your vendor, mm-hmm. you're not financing it, you're not leasing it, you're just paying cash. They have tax.
I have to pay tax on it.
Correct. So the question mm-hmm. is, why, if you finance it or leased it, would you not pay tax?
Mm-hmm.
There's no material difference. So I personally know of no rules that allow someone to not pay sales tax mm-hmm. just because they're financing or leasing it.
Well, maybe it's part of my monthly payment.
It can get included in your monthly payment. Absolutely, that is probably what happens. So, if there's two ways to do it. If the tax is left on the invoice, mm-hmm. it's included in the monthly payment. If there's a resale certificate provided and you do a lease, then it's the payment plus tax. But I think what's important to go over is I know of no way for you to get out of that tax obligation just because you're financing or leasing it. It doesn't make sense to me.
Well, okay. That's fine. Yeah. Well, probably it's the part of that $75,000 that I said.
Oh, on another agreement, that could be true. Yeah, it's almost always included. So what I'm going to do is this. I'm going to circle back with you in about 4 hours on what we can do.
Okay.
And then hopefully, you know, we'll have some numbers just for you to kind of give an idea of what we're geared towards. I think we want to offer you something that's probably like a 5-year term, something that's, you know, with very little money down as a more attractive offer. I think that's our goal.
Okay, but you are thinking to financing agreement. So I receive the money from you and then it's...
No, we pay the vendor. It's just not a lease.
Pay the vendor.
Yes.
Okay. But why the vendor is billing me?
Because it's a finance agreement.
Oh, okay. Okay, so that's part of the finance agreement. So
yeah, it's standard. It's nothing exotic. It's very standard.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I'm really interested to look at your offer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. Thank you so much for your time.
We'll talk later. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.